In an animated title sequence, a spotlight follows a fleeing figure. Hallmark Media presents Amuse Entertainment Production, Italia Ricci, Luke McFarlane. On the TV news, Santa and his reindeer soar over the city. Title, Catch Me If You Claws. A woman addresses the camera.
Good morning, Dayton, Ohio, and welcome to Channel 71 News. I'm Avery Quinn. In our top story, former Mayor Hewitt Vance continues to defend against accusations of corruption with his Christmas Care Foundation.
Avery, we need that story. We're on in
Right. It's on the way to the prompter now.
A Channel 71 backdrop is wheeled away from behind Avery, revealing her small workspace shared with other journalists. In the control room, the news director relays directions. Two anchors address the camera. Avery watches from the sidelines.
Good morning, Dayton. I'm Misty McCallan.
And I'm Bink Binkerson. This is Channel 71 News at 5 a.m. for December 23rd.
In our top story, former Mayor Hewitt Vance continues to defend against accusations of corruption with his Christmas Care Foundation, as his one-time right-hand man claims the former mayor is using foundation funds for personal use.
I'm 100% innocent. Peter Mayhew is a disgruntled ex-employee who loves a good conspiracy.
Mayhew continues to allege that the former mayor holds two sets of accounting records, despite the fact that an ongoing investigation has produced no evidence to date.
Talia, an assistant.
Have you heard anything? Nancy wants to see me after the show.
They're going to give it to you. You're Sophie Ashburn's daughter. It's in your DNA.
No, I don't want to use that. All my mom talks about is how she did it all on her own. I want to do that, too.
Well, I think you'll make a great weekend anchor. There's no doubt you can report circle around these two.
And in lighter news, coming up right after the break, a penguin has fallen in love with a chihuahua?
Did you write them?
I can't wait for this story. It's a Christmas miracle. Stay tuned.
Later, Avery taps her fingers in a boardroom. The news director enters.
They don't think you're ready.
Oh, right to it, then.
You're right. Sorry, then.
I mean, I know I stumbled through a few words in my audition, but I can do this, Nancy.
I am sure you can, but it's not my decision.
I was nervous. I mean, I would have had it on the next take.
There are no second takes in the news. Look, maybe they're unfairly comparing you to your mother, but...
My mother, she wasn't immediately the legend that she is now. It took her time to find her voice, and I can find mine. I just need one more shot.
I'm not going to say never, but I can't give it to you now. Look, you're the best researcher we've got. We would all hate to lose you over this.
You won't lose me over this. I mean, at least not until 60 Minutes recruits me.
Nancy grins.
But I will change their minds. I will find a story that only I can tell. I will be an anchor.
In the washroom, Avery sighs in front of the mirror. Misty emerges from a stall.
Oh, I just heard.
They hug.
Thank you. You know, I don't think they were ever really going to give it to me anyway. I mean, it was just like a pity audition for Sophie Ashburn's kid.
You remind me a lot of myself when I was first starting out. Back when I was still mousy little Misty Cornfoot. That was two nose jobs ago.
Thank you, I think. And I mean, I know I'm not my mom. Of course not. But she's been reporting for 33 years, you know. I'm sure she wasn't perfect when she started either.
Can I be honest here? You have big shoes to fill. And there's no getting around that. So you need to start dressing for the job that you want, not the job that you already have. It's not what's on the inside that counts, but what's on the outside.
That goes against every self-help lecture I've ever heard.
But it's true. And a little anchor to future anchor advice. Infrared light therapy masks. Use it. It's what keeps us looking like we're still in college.
Misty taps Avery on the arm. Talia emerges from a stall.
Wow. You were here.
You could have saved me from that.
I knew she got her nose done twice.
You know, she's got a point. You need to make them notice you.
Avery, you know what I always say? The squeaky wheel
is annoying and obnoxious.
And is necessary to get ahead. Can I just be honest with you? Anchor to future anchor advice. Infrared light. Ah.
Go and make coffee.
I don't know how to squeak.
You'll figure it out.
Snow falls over a suburban neighborhood. A quaint bungalow is decorated for Christmas. Avery parks her car in the driveway. Her young neighbor prepares a wreath next door.
Hey, Beck.
Hey.
Merry almost Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Avery.
Have a good night.
Inside, Avery brushes her hair while on a video call.
It's a dog-eat-dog business, Avery, and not everybody's cut out for it.
Do you know how many people came up the ranks with me that are now selling real estate?
14.
You've got to get a thicker skin, Avery, otherwise they'll just eat you alive.
I got 1,000 no's before I got my first yes. Do you think I let that break me?
No, you did not.
Oh, by the way, Daddy and I bought you some presents. They should be there tomorrow.
And I got him that meat smoker that he wanted. Should I put your name on the card?
Oh, no, thank you. I sent you guys your presents. I think they should be there tomorrow.
Okay. He's devastated, you know, that you're not going to be here with us.
For Christmas. It's his favorite time of year.
I know. It sucks for me, too. But you remember how it is when you're trying to establish yourself?
We just really miss you is all.
I miss you guys, too.
We have next year.
Okay, pull back. Let me see.
She reveals her outfit.
It's just like the outfit I wore when I interviewed for my first national spot.
And I got that job.
Yeah, Misty wears stuff like this, so I'm hoping that it will do the trick for me.
You do what you gotta do.
Three more homes were reportedly hit last night by the man police have now dubbed the Santa Crook, bringing the tally up to 8 homes. He is described as a white male, mid-30s, wearing a Santa Claus.
Okay, honey, I can see you're busy. Love you. We'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, love you. Bye.
If anyone has any information that could help assist with his capture, please call the Dayton Metro Police. And in other news,
it's 5 a.m. on this beautiful Christmas Eve morning.
Welcome back, Channel 71 viewers. I'm Bink Binkerson, being joined by Chef Joel. We are
While Bink is on air, Avery arrives in the newsroom wearing her new outfit. Talia catches up.
Merry Christmas Eve. Okay, did the spirit of Barbara Walters visit you last night? My girl's looking like a real-life newscaster.
You think?
You know, it's so annoying that you can look this good at 4 a.m. I think I'm still asleep. Can you tell? You look great. Liar.
Avery continues on past Talia with confidence in her step. Platters of food occupy a long table in the newsroom, which has been decorated for Christmas.
Well, it wouldn't be a proper Christmas party without Gary's spam reindeer. Tell me about it. Hey, what's happening over there? Did you call Detroit? The anchor's curse. Laryngitis has taken over Misty's vocal cords. She lost her voice,
mm-hmm.
And everyone's out of town for the holidays, including Bink, who's on the first plane out Christmas morning. Misty was supposed to do Christmas morning tomorrow alone.
What are they gonna do?
Well, seeing as how no one can catch a flight back in time.
Call Detroit.
You got laryngitis. You can't go on.
I'm perfectly fine.
What about Florida Saunders?
What are you, Avery?
Avery, you've got this. Go get him.
I can do it. Excuse me. I could fill in for Misty. I understand that you don't want to give me the weekend job, but this is just one broadcast, one very low-rated broadcast. And, you know, it's Christmas morning. People aren't even paying attention to the 5 a.m. They're opening presents and sleeping
You're
and
nervous.
Visiting family. And nervous people make me nervous. I promise I will not let you or the viewers down. This means everything to me.
The executive looks to Nancy, who gives her a shrug. Talia watches from afar.
You go on at 5 for Misty. Do not blow it.
Thank you.
Yes!
Talia spills her drink.
You heard the lady. Don't be late.
Avery gives Nancy an excited smile.
Feel better. Thanks. Break a leg.
Nancy and Misty leave. Talia joins Avery.
Squeak, squeak.
Talia and Avery leave the office.
Okay, it's supposed to storm tonight. Don't want to keep you up.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm going to bed like now. No under-eye bags, no yawning, no stammering. This is going to be the best Christmas morning broadcast Channel 71 News has ever seen.
Oh, it's really starting to come down. You better hurry and get home. I'll see you bright and early.
On the air!
They part ways. Jingle bell, jingle At home, Avery is dressed in a Christmas onesie and opens a large box. She finds several wrapped gifts inside the box. She She moves the gifts to the living room. She tucks them under her Christmas tree alongside her other gifts. Avery sits on the couch and flips the TV on.
It's unknown if the so-called Santa crook is armed, but police are advising to use extra caution. And speaking of caution, keep those snow shovels ready. This storm is just getting started.
Avery peers outside at the falling snow. She flips the TV off and leaves the room with a glass of wine in hand. Outside, snow continues to fall. Later, the lights in Avery's kitchen are off.
What was that?
In her bedroom, Avery jolts awake. She advances towards the window and peers outside. Avery emerges into her kitchen, pointing an umbrella in front of her. She's wearing a glowing red light therapy mask. She peers into the living room. A man dressed in a full Santa suit hits his head on the fireplace and collapses. Avery removes her mask and shines her phone light on the man's body. She gets a closer look and then dials on her phone.
This is not happening tonight. You can rob me any night but tonight!
We're sorry. Your call has been completed as dialed.
I'm so not sorry. I need a landline. Doberman. Are you?
She advances towards the body and pokes him with her umbrella. She steps over him, gaining a better position. She grabs some garland and wired lights from the mantle.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
The man's hands and feet are now bound with garland and lights. Avery pokes him again.
No, Dasher. No.
He regains consciousness.
Don't move! You are under citizen's arrest! The police are on their way!
Why are you up? I followed all the procedures.
The what?
This wasn't supposed to happen.
You breaking into my house and getting caught? No, that wasn't supposed to happen.
I didn't break in. I came in the regular way. Something was off.
The lights and your thieving skills?
Wait, how long was I out?
I don't know, like 10 minutes? Which is
just... 10 minutes? I've got to go.
Hey, no! The only place you are going, sir, is to jail.
To jail? Oh, no, there has been a misunderstanding. Why do I keep choking tonight? Are they still here?
Who?
My dad is going to be so upset, and you do not want to upset my dad.
Your dad is in on this? What are you, mafia?
Mafia? No, I am not mafia.
Hey.
I'm Santa Claus. You know, jolly old Saint Nick? The big guy in the red pajamas with the oh, oh, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a work in progress.
Okay, you're Santa, I'm the Tooth Fairy.
You're not the Tooth Fairy, I've met the... This isn't a joke.
I'm not laughing. I have a very crucial day tomorrow, so you messed with the wrong girl.
I'm sorry. You have a crucial day? You have a crucial day? It is Christmas Eve. Late on Christmas Eve, and I still have not finished my rounds. Okay. You and I got off on the wrong foot, so maybe you can just untie me, and I'll get on my way.
Absolutely not.
Okay, fine. I'm very strong. I will break out of this.
He struggles to pull his wrists apart.
Wow, this is surprisingly strong garlic.
I mean, it's wired for extra molding capabilities.
Oh, that's very, very convenient. Maybe you can unwire it for me?
No, I'm not going to let you go rob more innocent people. Unlike you, I care about my fellow man.
I'm sure you care about your fellow man, especially the ones that you aren't tying up. But this is a very important night, and I really have got... Okay, wait, you know what? Maybe I'll just check the time. I could have lots of time. Just check my watch here if I can.
Pretty cool watch.
Thank you. It's got latitude and longitude indicators for traveling at high velocities over hemispheres. The reindeer have a very good sense of direction, but this really helps. Oh, wow. It is 11:22. Sun rises at 6 a.m., and I still haven't even started delivering gifts to the Western Hemisphere. I am so far behind schedule.
Wow, you are really taking it all the way with this. Whoa, what was that? Whoa.
They look upward. Santa hops across the floor.
Hey! Oh! What?
He peers out the window.
They're gone.
Who? Are there people on my
roof?
This hasn't happened in 188 years. Do you have any idea what you have done?
What I have done? You broke into my house, and tonight, of all nights, by doing that, you just jeopardized my career.
You have tied up Santa Claus, thereby jeopardizing Christmas.
Avery stares at him intensely. Later, Avery stands on the couch and holds her phone up to her ceiling.
We have been over this a dozen times. I'm telling you the truth. Also, do you have any milk or cookies? I am so hungry.
Enough with the act. We've been following you on the news for a week. You dress in a Santa suit, break into people's houses, and empty their safes.
Yes, I go into people's homes, but I do not do any of that other stuff. I brought you a gift, by the way. You're welcome.
She peers at a box labeled to Becca from Santa.
Becca's my neighbor.
Becca's your neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
There's no Becca here?
Mm-hmm.
You're not Becca? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Becca. You're serious?
Mm-hmm.
Why does this keep happening tonight?
Also, you kind of look like you could be a model, and I'm supposed to believe that you're Santa?
Oh, well, thank you for the compliment. And so you know, the Santa Claus has not looked like the proverbial Father Christmas in quite some time. And also, this is my first time doing the rounds, or attempting to.
Okay.
And failing miserably.
Oh, give it up.
If I wasn't really Santa Claus, how would I know that your name is Avery Quinn?
Because you're not only a thief, but also a stalker.
I'm neither of those things.
Okay. If you are the real Santa, then you're supposed to know when I've been bad and good, right? Let's hear it. When have I been bad?
That is something that I know.
You should.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I'm thinking of you. You have a number of late return library books.
Oh, come on.
Okay, you sometimes bite your nails.
Who doesn't?
You didn't floss your teeth last night.
That is not true. Who flosses every single night?
Is that an admission of guilt?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Also, if you're gonna go with the whole I'm Santa thing, do better.
Okay, fine. Yes, I know. It's... Okay, here's the truth. The intel is supposed to transfer to the new Santa, but for whatever reason, I'm not connecting in full force. Oh, maybe my dad was right. It's one thing to wear the boots, but you have to own the boots.
Let's not do a therapy session right now, though.
What if you couldn't complete the most important task in your life?
Robbing my neighbors is the most important task of your life? Honestly, I pity you.
Didn't rob your neighbors. Becca's gonna wake up on Christmas morning, she's gonna go downstairs, and she's gonna look for the one thing she asked for Christmas, and it's not gonna be there. An organic chemistry kit.
You opened it? How do you sleep at night?
I didn't open it, I made... Okay, you know what? What difference does it make whether or not I am returning the gift or bringing her the gift for the first time? The most important thing is that Becca gets her gift, and you are the only person that is preventing that from happening. So what do you say? Bring Becca her gift.
He raises his eyebrows. She stares at him.
You want me to go with you over there?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
And bring the gift?
Uh-huh.
Fine. Go ahead and put pants on. Better not move. Stay right there.
Fine.
Don't move.
Of course. Elf's honor.
Elsewhere, a young man named Dylan is on the phone.
Yes, it's bad news. I lost contact with Chris.
What do you mean you lost contact?
We almost got caught by the security patrol, and there were so many potential onlookers, I had to leave him inside, and now he's off-grid.
Off the what? Dylan, I can't report back with that.
I'm freaking out here. It's my first Christmas as the right-hand man, and I'm neither to the right nor by the man.
Look, just breathe. He has his phone, right?
Yeah, the cell reception is pretty bad because of the storm.
Keep trying to establish contact, and if you can't reach him, go back to that last house. He's got to still be there. You got it?
Oh, okay, but... Oh, you didn't have to hang up. But sure.
At Avery's, the man perks up.
Oh, my phone, my...
I haven't known you very long, but that ringtone's pretty on brand.
Yeah, if you could just answer it, it's in my jacket pocket.
Avery arrives dressed in plain clothes and finds his phone.
A flip phone?
Yeah, latest model. Just open it, just answer it. They will tell you exactly who I am.
She snaps his phone.
What? Why did you do that?
I'm not letting you get in touch with your accomplices, although you did just have service.
Yes, because it's the latest model.
What? Oh, I can't even get on my cell phone. How am I supposed to get on the news?
The news. Oh, hold on, this could work. A story only I can tell.
Where are you going? Avery?
broke in. Let no fire, so.
What are you doing?
Claims to be the real Santa. Terrible liar, possibly delusional.
Delusional?
Oh, Nancy's gonna have to take notice. And now I'm the one that's caught the Santa crook.
I am not the Santa crook. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I can see the look on my dad's face right now.
Are you okay?
I don't know. I'm gonna be the guy that messed it all up.
Okay. So here's the deal, Santa Claus. Cell towers are down because of the stupid storm. So we are gonna go to Becca's house and return her gift.
Because you said elves honor, right?
Elves honor.
Good.
And then I'm sorry about this, but clearly you have a lot of family issues that you need to work through that have brought you to this point. I'm gonna have to take you to the police station myself.
Wait, you said the police were on their way already. You lied.
That makes two of us.
I didn't lie. I'm Santa Claus.
Sure you are. Let's go.
Out front of Avery's, the man notices a statue of a typical Santa.
I do not look like that.
While Avery locks up, the man tries to flee. He shuffles his feet quickly until he falls onto the snow-covered lawn.
Really? How'd that work out for you?
Could you help me up?
Avery gives him a hand. She picks his red Santa coat out of the snow.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
She wraps the coat around him.
So what's this important thing that you have to do tomorrow?
Why don't we skip the small talk, fake Santa?
Just trying to be polite. It's Chris, by the way.
Well, Chris, it's just what I've worked my entire career for. I finally get to report the news. But instead of resting up, I'm returning a stolen chemistry kit.
Report the news? You're an anchor. Like Sophie Ashburn.
What do you know about Sophie Ashburn?
Well, I have a TV.
Steal that too?
That gift is not stolen. It is a gift that Becca asked for explicitly.
Okay. Okay. If you're really Santa, what is the most meaningful present I've ever been given?
Okay, like I said, my Santa skills are kind of waning at the moment.
Of course they are.
Wait. Actually, I'm getting an image of something. It's a diary of some kind.
Pretty close, but what teenage girl doesn't get a diary?
Well, it'll fully come to me at some point, but whatever it is, I know it was great because I know for a fact that you're a good person.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
It's not flattery. It's a fact. Coming directly to you from Santa Claus.
Why are that one's crazy?
Chris follows her. Avery and Chris wait at the neighbor's front door.
You know what? They're probably at midnight mass. They go every year, so just leave it here.
No, there's a protocol. Gifts cannot be left in unprotected places, i.e. mailboxes, curbs, or stoops, so...
Well, so you work for Amazon.
This is what I do when I take my job very seriously. We need to go inside and tuck it underneath the tree.
I'm not doing that. I'll just bring it to Becca tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is Christmas, and... Avery, I truly believe this. Good people deserve good things. If Becca doesn't get that gift, it would break my heart.
Fine. What's your plan?
I have a special set of keys.
No chimney?
It only works when the reindeers are on the roof. The keys are a backup protocol. So if you want to look in my pocket here...
She finds a ring of keys in his pocket.
Oh, are you a janitor?
Okay, here we are. North America.
He singles out one key and advances with it towards Becca's front door.
I want to see this.
Oh, I'm sorry, you can't look. It's not how it works.
Very good.
Avery turns her back to Chris while he focuses on the door. It opens.
Okay. If you put that back in my pocket and pick up the gift, then we can head on inside.
She reluctantly returns his keys to his pocket.
I'm not going to go in there because that's trespassing.
Well, I can't carry the gift because I am tied up unless you want to untie me.
Fine.
With Becca's gift in hand, Avery steps inside. Chris hops in behind her.
Technically, this is breaking and entering, which is 2 years for a first-time offender. Though I have my doubts this is her first offense.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He finds a cookie.
The cravings are real. And Becca expects her to be a bite taking out the cookie when she wakes up in the morning.
He takes a bite.
Mmm.
Oh.
Oh, but milk. If you could... Oh, shoot. I'm making a mess. If you can really help me.
She supports the glass of milk.
Oh, there you go. You're fine. We have committed enough crimes for one night, and I have 4 a.m. call time. Let's go.
Merry Christmas.
Chris shuffles away, following Avery. Outside.
Okay, think about this. If you bring me in, the police might question you for hours. You could be stuck there until noon.
Well, then I will drop you off and tell them I'll come back later.
Wait, do you really think they're gonna let you do that?
Look, I am not letting you go, so stop trying to play me.
Okay. Hold! Stay in alarm, go! Freeze!
Oh!
Hold her right there, Santa Crook!
A young man arrives on a golf cart.
This is security guard Tango 99er standing in front of 417 Cover Lane, the McGregor House. Silent alarm was tripped. Perps are out front.
Could you... Hi. I have been trying to call the cops all night. I am very grateful that you're here. I caught the Santa Crook. He broke into my house.
You live there?
No, I live there.
So you're not a McGregor?
No, I'm not.
Then why were you just exiting the McGregor House?
I can explain that. I found him in my living room, so I tied him up and I was taking him to the police station, but then...
Tied him up to take him to the police, but you broke into the McGregor House first?
I know how this looks, but he's the one you want. Please, have at him.
Throwing your partner under the bus. Is there really no honor among thieves?
Right.
He's not my partner. Please, I promise, I'm a victim. He's the one you want. Take him away. I gotta go to bed.
I don't think you'll be getting much sleep when you're doing hard time.
Are you arresting me?
I'm an alarm company employee, ma'am. I do not have that power. Actually, I'm new.
I hadn't noticed.
But they did give me my own flashlight.
Good for you, Ricky.
Oh, thanks. That's enough of that. I've requested backup, and they should be on their way.
Cinnamon. Under there.
Really killing it.
It's back by the wheel.
Oh, my God! What are you doing?
Oh!
Saving Christmas. Are you coming?
You can't just take off in my car.
Don't you leave!
I got...
You can't do that!
I'm sorry, Ricky. You're great.
Don't move. Halt. By the power invested in me, by my bosses at Dayton Alarm Co., I order you to halt.
With Avery in the passenger seat, Chris drives away.
Backup is coming.
He's on my plates. Go.
In the golf cart, Ricky knocks over a decorative Santa.
Step on it.
I'm in hot pursuit. They're in a blue sedan.
Chris and Avery cruise down the street. In a large mansion, a well-dressed man chases after a burglar.
Go, run! Hey!
A man in a Santa costume swings his heavy bag at the well-dressed man, sending him to the ground. The Santa rushes out of the mansion. The well-dressed man makes his way to his feet and rushes to his home office. Noticing his empty safe, the man clutches his phone and dials. Elsewhere, Ellis, a middle-aged man, answers the call.
Yeah.
My safe has been robbed. It was a Santa
crook. He took everything. The flash drive, everything.
Okay, leave it to me. Got it.
He hangs up.
Guys, grab the police scanner. We got work to do.
Chris stops the car on a quiet city street.
Okay.
How is this my life? I just wanted to take you to the police station, get an exclusive story, and then go back to bed because I have to be charming and gregarious and lovely in the morning.
I'm sorry. You? I have to be generous and merry and international tonight. Number one rule, finish before sunrise, and you are making that very difficult.
You got us into this mess.
You could have let me go an hour ago. You could be at home in bed dreaming of sugar plums and teleprompters.
Oh, my mom. If my mom hears about how I blew my big break, I'm never going to hear the end of it. It's going to be every Christmas.
Okay. Why don't you just let me get in touch with my people? You can go home. It'll be like we never met. Besides, I don't even know who you are.
Ricky got my plates.
Oh.
Calling all Dayton alarm cards. I'm at the east end of Vista Road.
What? Vista Road?
That's nowhere near here.
That's because they aren't talking about us.
I repeat, all cars to Vista Road.
What? If the Santa Crook is all the way across town, who are you?
Do we really have to go through this again?
Ricky's radio dies.
Great, did lose that.
What are you looking for?
My phone. I put it in my pocket. It must have fallen out. Okay, you know what? If you're not the real Santa Crook, I don't want anything to do with what this is.
Wait, hey,
no!
Avery, I did.
She leaves the car.
Avery!
I need to find a phone, call the police, and go to bed!
Avery! Avery, I can't.
He hops out of the car. Chris manages to break his feet free.
Avery, wait up! Hey, Avery, wait up!
He rushes after her.
I need some help with these. Avery, please. Avery, it's Christmas.
Why are you following me?
Because I need you to untie these. Also, it doesn't feel right to let you just wander around in the middle of nowhere. I wasn't raised that way, so.
Prove it.
Prove what?
Prove that you are who you say you are. I'm a reporter. I report facts that I can verify, so I'd like some verification now.
I don't have to prove anything to you.
You
I don't
sure
have to
do
prove anything to anybody.
You.
It's not the
Why?
Way it
you
works.
You should be able to prove it if you
I
are
I can
who
prove it, but you don't seem very interested.
Are you afraid?
I'm not afraid.
Are you afraid because then
no,
you're going to be a liar?
I am not a liar.
Tell me who you are.
Oh, wow.
What? What just happened?
I just got a flash of insight about your childhood gift. The pivotal one.
Mm-hmm.
No, really. The pivotal gift, the meaningful one you were asking about. Every child has the potential to have a gift that sets them on their own path. I just realized what yours was.
Hmm.
You were 6 or 7. You were just starting to get the feel for writing. It was Christmas morning.
Young Avery opens a gift.
You were opening your gift. You were with your mom. It was a leather-bound journal with the inscription, "Dig deeper," on it.
Back to the present, Avery shakes her head in disbelief.
How did you know that?
I mean, I've been trying to tell you.
Chris's attention shifts to Avery's car.
Hey, yeah, read me the plates again from the police scanner.
That one seems very interested in your car.
That's it. Yeah, I found the Quinn woman's car.
It's Ellis.
Turn around. Just walk. Slowly. Get to hide the lights. Come on, man.
Who is that?
I don't know.
They continue on in the opposite direction. In Avery's living room, Dylan finds Chris's broken phone.
Oh, that's why you didn't answer.
We're in over our heads here, Dylan. We have got to tell the big guy.
Oh, understood. Good luck. I'll leave that to you.
You lost him. You tell him.
Okay, wait. I can't.
What do you mean you can't? We have a sacred duty, and those words are not part of our job description.
This can't be his first impression of me on the job. Okay, can't we just fix this to us?
Well, we're past that now. He needs to know, and you need to tell him.
Dylan flips his phone shut. Ellis rifles through Avery's glove box.
Is he going through my car? My registration is in there. That has my address on it.
What do they want?
I don't know. Whatever he's looking for, I don't have it. But why is he in my car? What is he looking for? Wait, I know that guy. I mean, I don't know him, but I've seen his face before in footage. He was the former head of security when Vance was the mayor.
You mentioned your license plates in the police scanner.
Well, if he has a police scanner, then he would have heard Ricky call in my plates as belonging to the Santa Crook. Why would he have a police scanner? I need a phone. I need to get a hold of Talia. I'll pick up my car tomorrow. I need to dig into whatever this is. Maybe they'll have one.
Okay, wait. Maybe you can untie me. I can help you figure this out. I made it pretty clear. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not letting you do this on your own, so what do you say? We'll do this together, and then I'll finish my rounds.
She unties him.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay, I got it. Yeah,
I did a really good job.
I know you did.
Sorry.
Okay. Hurry, he's coming.
Sorry. Okay, go. Oh. Take your jacket. Go.
Okay.
It's the ambulance. Okay. It's over here. Come on.
Here we go.
Around the corner, the man approaches with a flashlight. Avery and Chris arrive outside of a restaurant.
Hello? Excuse me, do you have a phone? Are you open?
A slot in the door opens, revealing a man's intense eyes.
Who dares to knock? Your reclamation, then. Take heed.
We certainly are taking heed, but is there any way you have a phone we could please use?
Yeah, could we maybe talk to your manager?
He slides the opening shut.
We're going in there?
Yeah. I'm not afraid to go in there.
Are you?
No, not afraid. Go ahead.
Great. Yeah, here I go.
Okay.
Avery follows Chris inside. Chris and Avery follow the bald bearded man into the restaurant. A crowd of people are hiding behind them as they enter. Avery and Chris are startled.
Did we ever get you? Sorry, we thought you knew what you'd walked into. I'm Louis Daly, director, dancer, actor extraordinaire.
Those lines, you were being Marley from A Christmas Carol.
Welcome to the home dinner theater of the Dayton, Ohio Community Players.
Chris applauds.
Your theater troupe.
An award-winning theater troupe. We put on an immersive dinner experience of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. We've won 3 Tonys for it.
You won 3 Tony Awards?
3 Tonys pizzas. From the pizza shop down the street. They give us a free pizza for every good review we get. Speaking of which, the show just ended and the pizza's still warm. You're welcome to join our rap party. Yeah. Feel free to meet the players. We've got our Ebenezer Scrooge, Bob Cratchit, and of course, Tiny Tim. Poor guy, he's always typecast.
He's very tall.
I love this outfit. Santa reimagined. We'll definitely have to talk shop later about who does your costumes.
Oh, actually,
yes. Sorry if I may, but do you have a phone that I can use?
The only phone is in the upstairs office, and it's for troop members only.
Are you serious?
Well, the play is set in the Victorian era. We can't just be letting people in with cell phones. It would ruin the authenticity.
You're eating Tony's Pizza from present-day Ohio.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's the only phone in the building, and it's theater company policy, members only.
Then I'd like to become a member.
Okay, you'll just have to pass the audition.
The what?
Well, we have time tonight. You can audition right now if you want, huh?
So, how badly do you want to use that phone?
Chris grins. Avery takes a breath.
Are they really making me do this?
It's gonna be okay. You may not believe in Santa, but I believe in you.
This is ridiculous. It's just a phone.
Oh, you got this. Just perform a monologue like they're asking.
Oh, like I have one memorized.
Improvise one.
I can't just make one.
We're waiting.
I'm right by your side. Really, I know. Just dig deep.
Would you guys stop that? Could you please just stop doing that. For 1 second. I said stop right now!
Louis and the group are stunned.
Oh, this has been the most insane night of my life! I need to use your phone because I'm supposed to be on air at 5 a.m. for Channel 71 News, and if you only knew how hard I've worked for this. I have worked days, weeks, months! I've given it everything I've got, and if I don't make it, then my life is over. And if it's because of you, I will come back here and I will not be pleasant!
Louis's eyes are open wide in shock.
Please.
He stands. The troupe applauds.
Brilliant! Oh, absolutely beautiful! Just magnificent!
Chris smirks and nods at Avery.
Perhaps the most powerful performance I've seen in this great hall.
Thank you. So you can use that as my audition, right? But the truth is, I really am a reporter, and I am about to be on the news very soon.
What about Mr. McAllen?
She has laryngitis.
Good. I don't like a smug face.
You have a nice face.
Is that his real accent?
He likes to stay in character.
Right, of course. Thanks, Tim.
Tim winks at her.
Welcome to the troupe. Somebody get this girl a toy.
sucking his thumb?
He nods and gestures for her to follow him.
Yes.
Tim hands her a slice of pizza.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, this is such an honor. Really. Oh, sorry.
Upstairs, Lewis hands Avery the phone.
Make yourself at home, newest member.
Thank you. Okay, Talia. Help a sister out.
Downstairs.
Love the coat.
The man dressed as Scrooge approaches Chris.
Excuse me, sir. This is going to sound rather bizarre, but I've been listening to you all night, and I have this sudden urge to tell you what I want for Christmas.
That is not bizarre at all. So, what do you want for Christmas?
The man whispers into Chris's ear. Upstairs, Avery holds the phone to her ear.
It's Talia. Leave a message.
She hangs up. She notices an old desktop computer and turns it on.
Oh, you beautiful old working computer.
Downstairs.
How did you know that?
All those years ago. Sure that your parents couldn't afford it, and sure you doubted that they would even be okay with it, but despite all that, you opened the gift, and there you found a clipboard, a pair of dance shoes, and a copy of Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, that's right, the triple threat, directing, dancing, acting.
That was your pivotal gift. This is who you're meant to be.
Wow.
Chris and Lewis turn to Tim, who's behind the bar. Chris then notices Avery watching him.
Excuse me, everybody. I have to take a short break.
He joins Avery.
Hi. How long have you been standing there?
Long enough. How'd you do that?
Do what?
Look at them. You brought back childhood wonder to pretty much every member of the troop.
The troop is chatting and laughing together.
Are you really who you say you are?
I haven't lied once.
How? How is this happening?
There is so much mystery in the world. There's so much we don't understand about life, existence, and love.
This is too much.
Yeah, you're telling me. Hey, what'd you find out?
Actually, some information that might help us both get back on track.
Good.
They grin at each other. Upstairs.
Okay, so I was able to connect to the Channel 71 News police tracker, and we were right, Santa.
Oh, you don't have to call me Santa.
That's who you are.
Well, I'm glad to get that now, but call me Chris. Santa's my dad.
Right, yeah. Anyway, so here's the deal. 17 minutes after Ricky called in my plates, there was a call from another residence four blocks east. A man in a Santa suit and a female accomplice stole a flash drive from a safe on Vista Road.
Vista Road? The real Santa crooks.
That's right.
So the former mayor,
Hugh Advance.
Hugh Advance. That's what he's sending his guy looking for? A flash drive?
Exactly. And if the police think that my car belongs to the real Santa crook, finding the flash drive and returning it, I can clear my name and get to the bottom of this.
All while getting you on the air by 5 a.m. and having me deliver half the world their gifts by 6.
Easy peasy.
Okay, so that gives us...
He checks his gold watch.
4.5 hours.
Lewis enters.
Guys, I think you should come and look at this.
They follow him downstairs.
Despite an exhaustive manhunt involving several law enforcement officers, these fugitives are still at large. This artist's rendering of the Santa crook and his accomplice have been provided by a local security company.
I can't believe I'm a breaking news story at 1 a.m.
Is my nose really that pronounced?
No, you have a kiss.
The troop turns to face Chris and Avery.
Would you believe that this is just a classic case of mistaken identity?
We don't judge here. And if anyone knows about mistaken identity, it's me. As an actor, I can't even tell you how many times I've been mistaken for Leo.
DiCaprio?
No, De Janeiro from Tony's Pizza. He's the delivery guy. Folks, this is a rap party, so let's have some fun! Yeah. Let's
go! They rejoice. Outside, Ellis follows a trail of footprints in the snow leading to the restaurant. Peering up at the restaurant, he grabs his phone from his pocket. He dials and puts the phone to his ear.
Yeah. I may have found them. I'll get back here.
He hangs up and approaches the door. Inside.
I've called every cab company in the area and not a single one is picking up.
We need some way to track down the real thieves and find that flash drive.
A couple of crinkle coolers on the house. I found some stale chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Tiny.
Hey. What about your team? I mean, you guys have a pretty famous method of transportation that might come in handy.
You're talking about the sleigh.
Yeah.
I tried calling them. They didn't pick up. They probably didn't recognize your number.
Maybe they'll call back. Speak of the devil.
Oh, I would never.
Oh, I just got an idea.
Dayton, Ohio Community Players.
Avery leaves. Lewis holds the phone out towards Chris.
It's for you.
Chris puts the phone to his ear.
Hello?
Chris!
Oh, Dylan!
Where are you?
Yes, I can explain.
I'm gonna put your dad on.
No, I do not want to talk to...
Christopher?
Hey, Dad.
Dylan tells me things have been rocky.
Yeah, no, we got up to a bumpy start. I'm definitely gonna finish. Yes.
I'm not so sure based on what I've been hearing.
No, I am. I'm owning it.
Perhaps it's best I take over your post.
No, you do not need to come clean it
this
up.
This is your last chance before I come down there myself.
Dad, please do not come
now
here.
Get
Dad.
Back to work.
Dad.
Chris lowers the phone away from his ear and slouches back down onto the bar stool. Upstairs, Avery is on the computer. Chris enters.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I think so.
You wanna talk about it?
No, I'm okay, really. So what's all this?
Oh, I mapped the 911 calls from the past few nights, and it turns out the Santa Crux stayed in the same general area. They're tract houses, so I pulled up the development sites, and every house hit was the same model. Maybe he's not done for the night.
Wow. I'm impressed. You got all that information from the Channel 71 police tracker?
Well, I mean, I filled in a few blanks myself.
He gives her an impressed look.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. So we need to find the Santa Crooks and that flash drive before Vance and the cops find you.
Look, I appreciate all of your help with this, but you have your own massive duties. You should get back to them.
No, I'm not going to leave you until I know for a fact that you are safe. Also, well, I can't explain it, but before I met you, I was already having a pretty rocky night. Rebecca McGregor was not the first gift I misplaced. But ever since I started working with you, I'm in the zone. I feel more like Santa than ever.
You saying I'm your secret weapon?
Well, I'm not saying that. Maybe this is meant to be. Maybe I'm supposed to help you.
You have been helping me, and maybe I can help you too.
Ellis enters.
Merry Christmas, theater patron, but unfortunately, we've wrapped. It's a private party.
Okay. I love parties. I was wondering if you've seen some people. Young lady about 5'5", would seem...
No. There's no one like that here.
Okay. Well, you won't mind if I take a look around.
Tiny Tim towers over him.
I mind. We'd all mind.
Well, if you should see...
We won't.
Got it. Okay.
Ah, humbug.
Ellis leaves. Avery and Chris stay hidden behind the bar. Outside, Ellis stares up at the restaurant.
Oh, gotta leave sometime.
Upstairs, Avery and Chris watch the security cameras with Lewis. Ellis paces outside.
He's not budging.
So what, we're just supposed to sit here all night? I mean, that's perfect. I miss my broadcast. You don't finish your rounds. And that's provided we even stay alive. Merry Christmas to us.
You know, don't panic. See, we have a saying in the theater. The show must go on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We have a saying up north. Sleigh bells and whistles, candy cane and thistles. Right?
Wow. Lewis, do you have any extra wigs?
Oh, honey.
He gestures for them to follow him.
What are you thinking?
Hold on one second. What was that? Sleigh bells and...
whistles. Candy cane and thistles.
What does that mean?
Really? It's not clear?
Outside, Ellis warms his hands.
Let's go, drama nerds. They don't call us a traveling theater troupe for nothing. Load the van.
And a very Merry Christmas to you, my dear.
Oh, and to you, good sir.
Pop in.
Thank you.
You go, in you go.
Now dressed in costumes, Avery and Chris follow Lewis and some others into a van. Lewis shuts the door to the van and rushes to the driver's side. Ellis watches the van intensely as it drives away. The van arrives outside the news station.
Oh, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, we cannot thank you enough.
Thank you.
Oh, please. It's Christmas. This is the least I can do. Now you go and show them what you got.
Thank you.
Avery blows a kiss as Lewis drives off.
Oh, how great were they? So I guess this is it.
Yeah, I guess so.
What? Two men emerge from a white van and take Chris and Avery hostage. They lock them in the back of the van and drive off, away from the news station. In a warehouse, Avery and Chris are tied back-to-back to two chairs.
You used to work for Vance when he was mayor.
Yeah, you have the wrong people.
Look, you know, I just want to make it easy for you. Just tell us where the drive is.
We don't have it. The people that you are looking for are still out there.
Okay. You watch them. I'm just going to go to her house, and if she stashed it there, I'll find it.
You're not gonna find it. We don't have it.
Well, I guess we'll see.
I'm watching both of you.
Ellis leaves them with an imposing man carrying a baseball bat.
Kidnapping is a felony. Whoever's on that drive must be crazy.
Yeah, we need to find out what it is.
We? We've got about sunrise approaching.
I have plenty of time. They mess with my secret weapon, they're going down.
Avery smirks. Their hands meet behind their backs and their fingers intertwine. Elsewhere, Dylan tends to the reindeer while on the phone.
Hey, buddy.
Come in. Yeah, good job.
Could you not have them chew right into the phone? Stay on task.
Right.
I don't have to remind you what will happen if this night is not rectified.
Right.
Go back to her house.
Okay, buddy.
Maybe he's returned.
That is a great idea, sir. I mean, a super idea. Ow. I just fed you.
Do not make me have to come down there and take care of this. I am already in my slippers.
Right. Of course, sir. I got...
The real Santa crook and his partner emerge from a house with a bag of stolen goods.
Let's go.
Need a hand with that?
No. What's this?
A white van intercepts them.
No. Hey, where are you going?
No.
They're forced into the back of the van by a couple of men. One man shuts the doors and the van pulls away. Back at the warehouse, Ellis's imposing partner plays games on a smartphone while Avery and Chris are tied up in the adjacent room. He shushes Chris.
Wow. I thought you were good at tying people up.
Oh, it's no use. And we were so close. Oh, I can just hear everybody now. The daughter of Sophie Ashburn chokes again.
Sophie Ashburn? Wait, the Sophie Ashburn is your mother? Wow. I mean, she is a national treasure. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, right. I mean, I can relate.
Of course you can relate. Your dad is Santa.
Yeah. It's not enough to just wear the boots. You have to own the boots. And every fear he had about handing over the reins to me has come to fruition tonight. Not only will half the world's kids not get their gifts, the Santa title will be stripped from my family's lineage. Ugh. All on my very first attempt.
Chris, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have dragged you around with me all night because I thought I needed to break some big story.
You don't need to break some big story. You're already a journalist. You are smart and you are eloquent. And you're beautiful.
Thank you for saying that, but I don't feel like those things. I feel like a scared little kid in the shadow of my mom.
Scared little kid? No. I mean, would a scared little kid have tried to bring in a known thief to the police? Would a scared little kid have stood up to a highly skilled private security guard? Would a scared little kid have the courage to stand on the stage in front of a room full of people and deliver a perfect monologue? You, Avery Quinn, are not a scared little kid.
Thank you.
We may not be our parents, but we can be great in our own way.
Ellis arrives outside Avery's house. While making his way to the front door, Dylan stealthily appears from behind a tree. Ellis arrives at the front door. Dylan makes his way closer.
Okay. Open, says me.
Ellis smashes the front door with his elbow.
It's not very polite.
Dylan runs around back. At the warehouse.
You got him!
I can feel the calluses on your hands!
We caught the Santa truck!
Easy! Suits a rental, pal!
My ex!
All right! Right!
Ellis's men bring the Santa crook and his partner in. They resemble Chris and Avery.
Oh, no. No.
Nope. What is this? Well, no.
What's going on? Who is... Go with me, sir. Don't move.
I don't know what they're into. I'm not...
Quiet.
Okay.
Honey.
What about you? Where'd you get your suit from, huh?
My mom made it. Where'd you get yours?
The Santa crook looks to his brunette partner. Chris looks to Avery, also a brunette. At Avery's house, Ellis rummages through the living room.
Okay, drive. Where are you?
Ellis rips the stuffing out of a pillow. Dylan watches from outside the window. Back at the warehouse, Ellis's men empty the Santa crook's bag. In the adjacent room, the Santa crook and his partner are also tied up back to back.
Yeah, boss. Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely searching for that drive.
I get why the mistaken identity. Those two look exactly like us.
Sure, when they're facing that direction.
They're facing away. Avery has her hands free.
Yes, help me.
She unties Chris.
So?
Avery and Chris pretend to have their hands bound.
Why'd they drag you two in here?
Well, I don't know. You know, they mentioned something about a drive. What about you?
We could think of a reason or two.
Hey, are you the famed Santa crook? I am a big fan of vigilante justice, and he has been all over the news.
They talk about him an awful lot, don't they?
It is you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And just him, like I'm barely here.
Huh? Here we go.
Oh, please. It's all good to talk, except for when the talk's about me.
It begins.
Come on.
While they argue, Avery unties Chris's ankles. They sit back down in the wrong chairs when the thieves turn back around.
And if we were the Santa Crooks, plural,
what's it to you?
Huh?
Nothing. We're just, you know, curious people.
Uh-huh. Yep. Wait a second. What's changed?
Something's
here?
Changed.
The weather.
Yeah, weather is changing constantly. Snow, sleet.
Hail.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Subtle but different. Do you have a favorite snow form?
You ask a lot of questions.
Curious people.
Curiosity. Mm. Yeah. Like, what do you think is on that drive?
We don't know what's on it. We don't really care. We weren't supposed to look.
His partner gives him a forceful nudge.
Did you know that there would be a drive? Did somebody put you up to this?
We're not saying anything without a lawyer. We gotta figure our way out of here. They're still expecting us at the drop at 3 a.m.
I don't even know the address. I wrote it on a post-it, stuck it on the flash drive, and it's in the bag. What do you want me to do? Walk right in there and just grab it?
And this is why I have to wear the accident.
Yeah, I'm a little tied up at the moment, honey.
He's got it.
What do you want me to do? Just walk.
Yeah, he has it.
Yes, I do want you
to
walk.
Take a run for it.
Max, I found the flash drive. I gotta call the boss.
Let's just go.
Avery and Chris rush and grab the flash drive. They escape.
Hey, go.
Don't you dare.
No. Don't you dare. Guys, cut your hands up.
The Santa Crook falls on his side.
Come on.
You're the worst Santa ever.
Outside.
You get it?
Oh, yes. We have to go see who's waiting for the drop.
You are a gutsy lady, Avery Quinn.
Maybe if I can break this, clear my name, and then we can save Christmas. Okay. Wait, where are you going?
Okay, that way. I don't know where we are.
I don't know.
They escape. Back at Avery's house, Ellis answers his phone.
Yeah. You got it. Oh, nice work. Oh, yeah, I'll be right there. I'll let the big guy know that it's been recovered.
He puts his phone away.
Merry Christmas to me.
Dylan peers through the window. He ducks out of sight. He runs to the driveway and tucks himself behind Ellis's SUV. He opens the trunk and hops in. The trunk slowly closes behind him as Ellis exits Avery's house.
Go.
Dylan goes unnoticed as Ellis approaches the car. The SUV pulls up to the warehouse. Ellis steps out of the car and enters the warehouse. The trunk pops open and Dylan emerges from it. Inside, Ellis finds the Santa Crook on the ground.
Seriously?
I leave for 5 minutes and the drive's gone. What happened?
I don't know. We just turned her back for a second. They were gone. I don't know.
I checked out back. They're not there. I don't know. They're gone.
Who are these two?
Chris.
You know what? Never mind. Spread out. Get me that drive. Now!
Dylan watches from a window. He rushes away as Ellis marches towards the exit.
Look, boss, I don't know which one I'm gonna say, man. I'm sorry. We'll find them.
Ellis and his partner hop in the car. Inside, the Santa Crook reveals his free hands.
Oh, they're so bad at tying people.
He unties his partner. Outside, Dylan covers his face as Ellis's car passes by. Elsewhere, Avery and Chris walk along a sidewalk.
Oh, there's no taxis. It's Christmas Eve, it makes sense.
Neither of us have phones. Sorry about that, by the way.
That's okay, but I do need to get in touch with my people, let them know they haven't abandoned my duties.
Avery spots a church.
Hey, Chris, the lights are on. They'll have a phone. We can call two taxis, one to get me to the corner of 14 and Chestnut by 3 a.m. to see who's waiting for the drive, and then one to take you to go meet your team.
Wait. No, I'm not going to let you just wait on some random street corner at 3 a.m.
How much time do we have?
It's 2:43.
Okay. We can totally make this. You can finish your rounds, and I can break whatever this is wide open on local television.
Okay.
Chris spots Alice's car approaching. They hide in an alley across the street from the church. Ellis's car slowly drives by them.
Okay, come on. Okay. Let's go.
Holding hands, they cross the street towards the church.
Okay.
They arrive at the front door, but it's locked.
A taxi! Oh. Hey!
The taxi drives off as they run after it. Chris spots Ellis's car again.
I really don't want to give up, do they? Is it open? No.
Okay. Come on, one of these has to be open.
They crouch and inspect cars in a parking lot. They try the car doors.
Oh, hey, this one's open. Go.
They hop in.
Take your coat down.
What?
It's too obvious.
Okay.
Trust me.
Avery climbs onto Chris's lap and kisses him while Ellis and his partner arrive on foot in the parking lot. Ellis peers inside the car and quickly moves on.
Yo, Merry Christmas.
They continue checking other cars.
Okay, come on. Let's go.
They continue on away from the parking lot. In the car, Avery and Chris pause their passionate kiss.
Wow, I,
You know, they were looking for us, not a couple.
Yeah, decoy.
But it was...
It was smart. Oh!
There's a man sleeping in the back seat.
Oh,
he has a phone.
The sleeping man is holding his phone. Avery carefully snatches it from him. She lifts the man's hat away from his eyes and holds the phone up to his face.
Come on, big money face recognition. Let's go.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, cooking with gas. He's got the app. 4 minutes.
Wow, you are very resourceful.
Thanks.
Hey, Avery, your hat.
What?
She reads the logos on the hat she found in the car.
Tony's Pizza.
It's Buddy.
We were never here. Who is that?
Hey, my fellow Santa Crook. You want to thieve us a way home?
The Santa Crook and his partner rush down the sidewalk. They find an unlocked car.
You can hotwire it.
Okay, here we go.
Elsewhere, Avery and Chris step out of a black car.
Can you circle the block and meet us at the top? Thank you.
Right on time. 2:59.
Up ahead, a woman emerges wearing a hat. She checks her watch. Avery and Chris hide around the corner.
Oh, this feels like we're in a stakeout. We're in a Christmas stakeout.
I mean, I've never really been on one, but I imagine it would feel like this.
So now what?
I need to get a closer look. Come here.
They advance towards the woman.
Frank, we need to get home. The kids are going to be up in a few hours, and I'd like to get some sleep.
Me? You are always the last to leave a party. Talk.
They pass the woman.
Oh, it's all starting to make sense. First, Vance's guys are after us, and then the person waiting for that drive is Elizabeth Mayhew, Peter Mayhew's wife.
Wait, I don't know who that is.
Right, of course not. You North Polers wouldn't follow Dayton politics. So Peter Mayhew used to work for the former mayor, but he accused him of stealing funds from this foundation he started that provides Christmas for people who can't afford it. Peter got fired, tried to sue for wrongful termination, but lost. Nobody believes him because Vance was the mayor, and now he's such an upstanding citizen.
So whatever's on that drive has something to do with the conflict between those two.
Peter insists he's seen two sets of accounting records for the charity.
Okay, and if they're on there, this Peter guy's vindicated.
I mean, it kind of feels like Peter has set up a string of robberies to make it look like some serial theft ring, when in fact he's only targeting one safe, Vance's, to get that drive. I break this and they're both going down.
Wow. Wow, Avery, that's really smart. That's very impressive.
If I'm right.
Well, I'm definitely rooting for you. So at least one of us will have a successful evening.
Hey, there's still time.
Yeah.
Hey, go. Let's
okay.
go.
Yeah. Here.
Go.
Oh, okay.
They hop in the back seat of the black car. The car drives off, leaving Elizabeth Mayhew alone in the background. A police car stops the Santa Crook and his partner.
Oh, come on, man. Not now. Not now.
Okay. No, we got this. It's fine.
No.
It's fine.
Wait a breath. Are you done?
An officer steps out of her car.
You're sweating right now profusely. Wipe yourself down. Or just be cool.
We'll be cool.
Be
Take
cool.
a breath.
Yeah, it's fine.
Step out of the car, please.
Yeah, of course.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There, problem, Sergeant, officer.
Stay cool.
Your problem?
This car was reported stolen this evening. Hands up, both of you.
They do as they're told.
This is Billings. I need backup to the corner of Alvardo and 4th. I think I got the Santa Crook. Over.
Santa Crooks. Plural. Both of us.
His partner smiles at him. They hold hands, keeping them above their heads. Outside of Avery's house, Chris and Avery step out of the black car.
Thanks, Carl. 5 stars.
Okay. I need to get my computer. I need to write it up. I need to send it to Nancy. We have plenty of time. We can still get back on track. Right. You can still have all your deliveries done. There'll be no...
Oh. She finds her phone in the snow.
That's what happened to my phone.
Oh.
It still works.
I can call Dylan.
Have him meet you here.
Great.
Yes.
She notices her shattered front window.
Chris.
Okay. Wait back here.
Chris leads the way inside.
All right, I understand. Thanks, Dylan.
Chris lowers the phone from his ear. They assess the damage. It's a mess.
Oh, wow, look at this place, Avery. I'm so sorry.
She finds her laptop.
I'll cry about it tomorrow. Right now, we just need to see if this works.
So Dylan and my dad are coming.
Santa's coming?
That is not good news.
Right, sorry. Just tell him it's all my fault. That's not a lie. I tied you up. I'm the one that ruined Christmas.
Yeah, there are rules to my job, and I have broken most of them.
But none of the ones that really count. I mean, you have been nothing but kind and generous and caring. I mean, the way you've helped me and how you inspired that entire acting troupe, it all came so naturally. You are amazing. So if you need me to tell your dad that you are 100% owning those boots, I will.
Thank you.
They step closer to one another and go in for a kiss.
Tell me what now? Oh, hello, Avery.
Hi.
Please, elucidate me.
Wait. This job is your destiny. He cannot take that away from you.
Chris nods and then faces his white-bearded father and Dylan.
Dad, you didn't need to come here tonight.
Evidently, I did.
Look, I know I messed up, and I know that you keep telling me that I have to make it my own and that I'm not fully in it, but tonight...
He looks back at Avery.
Tonight, you should have seen me.
Oh, and you went AWOL?
Hmm?
Apparently, you were fraternizing with thespians?
Kay, I wasn't perfect at every moment, but I was exactly where I needed to be, and I will get the job done before sunrise, I promise. Dad, all night, I was struggling to connect, to find my skills, to remember people's pivotal gifts, but then I remembered something. I remember the gift that you gave me. All those years ago, I was 4 years old, and it was just... It was just a small bear. But when I held that bear, I felt loved. I felt seen. That gift. Your pivotal gift. If that gift made me realize that this is who I am supposed to be, that I want to give people that exact same feeling.
Now that's what I call owning your boots.
You're not mad?
Oh, I'm furious. With myself.
I was too hard on you.
I should have known that you had it in you all along.
Now,
go on. You have a job to do.
They hug.
Proud of you, son.
Thanks, Dad.
In the car, Ellis answers his phone.
Yeah.
Well?
We haven't been able to find her yet.
Clearly, I can't trust you to handle things.
I'm sorry, sir. She got away.
She has to go home sometime. I'm heading to her place now. She'll give me that drive.
You got it.
At home, Avery's on her laptop.
I was right. There are two sets of accounting records for the charity. The former mayor has been a very naughty boy.
Vance enters.
I wouldn't say I've been naughty, but my boys tell me you have.
Ellis and his partners enter as well. Vance smirks.
I've done a lot of good, actually. I bring Christmas joy to people who otherwise wouldn't get the chance to celebrate.
Well, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, I don't really understand how a $45,000 office renovation or trips on private jets or a Ferrari bring much joy to those less fortunate. Peter Mayhew was right about you.
You don't have the whole story.
Oh, but I do, Huey Vance. You're the same Huey Vance who grew up in government housing. You struggled to overcome parents who weren't quite fit for the role. You built a life for yourself using your sheer will and the gift of your intellect. But you, Huey, you let the troubles of your past infect your soul with greed. So yes, we do have the whole story.
Including the ending, right here.
Listen, I don't know what you got going on here, but I'm a reasonable man. I'm also a very powerful one. Give me the thumb drive and the laptop, and we can all just carry on. I'm not messing around.
Easy.
Fine, take it.
See? You're a smart one.
I already sent the files to the station, so if anything happens to me or anyone else here, they'll know who to look for.
Well done, young lady.
Thanks, Anna.
Oh, and Huey, I think that we should mention that you entering here unannounced, you've officially trespassed private property.
Vance, Ellis, and his partner rush out of the house. Ricky intercepts them with a flashlight.
Freeze, Huey!
Police arrive.
All right, boys! Welcome!
I never voted for you anyways.
Back inside.
Wait, what time is it?
4:46.
Okay, that's just over an hour till sunrise, and I'm supposed to be on the air in 14 minutes?
It's okay. We'll head out the back door.
Dad, Dylan, we're giving Avery a ride.
What?
Santa and Dylan follow them out. At the station.
There's no way she would miss this. Something is wrong.
Coffee's up.
Talia enters the control room with coffee.
Talia?
Yeah?
Can you read?
Of course.
If Avery doesn't make it in, you're going on.
No. Absolutely.
Wardrobe? Anybody?
No.
I need a blazer for Talia now.
No blazer. No.
It's blazer. Blazer.
Get my email in front of Nancy and have the graphics team start working on it.
This is real.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Your chariot awaits.
She climbs into the sleigh.
Oh, 6 minutes? We're never going to make it.
Not to worry. This vehicle functions outside of linear time and space. We'll get you there on time.
In a flash, Chris and Santa are dressed in traditional Santa costumes. At the station.
You're going to be fine. Pretend they're all in their underwear.
Oh, 3 million of them?
I have faith in you, Talia.
Okay.
Nancy is handed a few papers.
It's from Avery. Wait, is this real?
Talia breathes into a paper bag.
It's 3 minutes to air, Avery. Where are you? Here, read that. This story's gonna be huge.
Nancy. No, Nancy.
The sleigh arrives outside the station.
We can't be under mess. I can't do this at the best of times. There's no way I'm gonna be able to do this rushed. You can do this.
I believe in you.
Avery, you got this.
So do you. You have an hour. Go. The children of the Western Hemisphere are waiting.
Chris waves to Avery as she rushes off.
Okay, let's go.
Talia's in front of the camera.
I'm here. I'll get that later.
Avery rushes towards the studio. Avery pushes Talia out of the way.
We're on in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, Dayton, and Merry Christmas. I'm Avery Quinn, in for Misty McCallan. In breaking news, former Mayor Hewitt Vance has been a very naughty boy this Christmas. Channel 71 has learned exclusively that previous allegations made by Peter Mayhew are in fact true. Channel 71 learned that the string of robberies was actually an elaborate plan concocted by Peter Mayhew to recover the evidence.
That's right, girl.
And as
I could have done this.
Misty is bedridden. Vance is at the police station.
Both men are in for an unwelcome gift this Christmas.
I'd say trespassing is the least of your worries.
And that concludes the story of the Santa Crooks, the philanthropist, and a wild ride of mistaken identity, which included yours truly. And coming up after the break, Beyonce sings for the troops this holiday season. Channel 71 has the story. Stay tuned.
Talia rushes to Avery. As the crew applauds, Nancy hugs Avery. Later, Avery emerges outside.
Yes.
Wow, look at you.
What are you doing here?
You're a mess. A beautiful, wonderful mess.
Yes, I am a mess. But I'm a mess with a weekend anchor job, so I don't really care.
You got the gig.
I got the gig.
Ah, Avery, congratulations.
Thank you. I couldn't have done it without you.
Yes, you could have.
No, I mean, I literally would not have made it here without you. I don't even know where my car is. Wait, hold on. What about you? Did you finish your rounds?
Mm-hmm. All except one gift.
He holds up a gift.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Boots.
Yeah, all this talk of owning our boots. I thought this would be a reminder about how you really did. Also, it might come in handy if you ever decide to visit me up north.
I'd like that. So, are you Chris Kringle?
Oh, no. No, Vanderschmidt. The Kringles were a lot of Santas ago.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Chris Vanderschmidt. That was a heck of a night.
Sure was. Crazy, unexpected, a little dangerous. Definitely one for the books.
I can't believe we pulled it off. Did you just do that?
Chris points to the sky and snow floats down on them. With his hands on her cheeks, Chris and Avery kiss. Snow blows all around them as they kiss passionately.
Candy canes and gingerbread.
So I know we had a pretty late night, but how do you feel about having breakfast someplace warm?
What are you thinking?
Well, have you ever been to Bali?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, guys.
After you.
This is crazy. Wait, what are we supposed to tell people if they ask how we met?
They climb into the sleigh.
Well, I guess we could just tell them that it was a Christmas miracle.
Sure. Yeah, they'll totally buy that.
Merry Christmas, Avery.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
With his arm around her, they kiss. It's Christmas with you.